Could you explain exactly why you like Michelangelo's The Dying Slave so much, as against The David, which is much more popular among sculpture lovers and has been from the very beginning? Now, let me say at the outset, I am not an authority on any art. I have informed views on literature, and that's it. The rest is just what I respond to. I've never really studied them. So you can discard my answer before I give it. But what I will say is that what I see in The Dying Slave is a specific mood of man. In The David, you see the perfect man, the hero. And of course, I wouldn't in one instant put that down. When I went to Florence, there's huge lines. I got to the front of the line and I immediately lay down on the floor. And then just watched for 10 or 15 minutes and then inched till I went all around it. So, you know, I'm not putting that down in the slightest way. It's just that The Dying Slave, to me, represents man in a specific mood, which I think is a great mood. And to be blunt about it, to me, it represents man right after sex, right after orgasmic fulfillment. To me, I see someone reveling in the power and enjoyment of his body with his head back that way. Now, the thing around him is supposed to be the ropes, but to me, someone put in my mind very young that that's his t-shirt, which is all that was left after his action. But what I get from it is the joy in feeling within himself, within his physical body. And I think that's great. I mean, I'd like to be a hero like the David, but I certainly settle for that feeling. By the way, I discussed this once with Marianne Souris, who's my aesthetic authority, and she went over the whole statue with me and showed what muscle means what, and she found one muscle in The Dying Slave which is incompatible with what I said. So I have to, I can't name the muscle, because I don't know. I know biceps, that's about it. I have to say, this is my view, being ignorant of the muscle that interferes with it.